In African news, three West African countries are to quit UN top accord. Good afternoon. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of September 2025. And to present the 12:45 main news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Kawama Township of Ndola's Chifugu constituency have expressed joy over the installation of street lights along the famous Luapula Road. Speaking to Common Radio News, the residents have said they are delighted as the development will help alleviate criminality in that area. They said in the past they used to be attacked by junkies, but are hopeful that the situation will now reduce.
Kwena pama light ae watuperele na yatupera security umuavura nukubepo ufina nguchishinga kwena fintu file chitika kuno kwari criminality yalipa kalamba sana abantu vale umuavu shiku ngefine mua ishipa fuvena komboni tulafuwa kwenda kumua kuruisha ruisha waenda kupachungurovu shikurelo abantu vale vokumuana
vale basana ufita lo chodingo koi nomba apa address yale tuwafirisha kutu wamona apa tari nangule iso obu shiku wamona choo kule fumino muntu lokso kule futina kawamana akamoneka bugino sana majankizi yale tutataki abantu ushiku na vambi kula batobe la abantu mama ketumu nombe fiti na fichepana
patotera sana wa president wesu kiretera kwa malaita bantu nishita nakane nakade tatawa kwete kwa ma street laita.
Some residents of Lusaka's Zingalume compound have refuted assertions by Energy Minister Makozo Chikote that low-income communities are now getting a minimum of 10 hours of electricity supply per day. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, the residents assured that they only have a power supply for 3 to 5 hours per day and not 15 hours as asserted by the minister. The resident has stated that they have on several occasions complained about the long hours of load shedding which have negatively impacted their businesses that rely on power to operate. They charge that if other areas such as Kanyama, as indicated by the energy minister, are receiving electricity supply of over 10 hours, then the government should extend the gesture to all residential areas in the city in order to stabilize businesses that are on the verge of closing due to electricity interruptions.
Which country is he talking about? Maybe he's misreading us. He has to tell us which country is he talking about. Is it Namibia or Zambia? Because this load shedding which you have, I'm telling you like here in South, as I'm going home, I don't know when we last saw electricity. Eh? So I don't know. Can you just interview which country is he talking about? Is he talking Zambia or Namibia? Unless he's talking about Namibia, then we shall say, no, that's good. He's talking about Kanyama. Kanyama, I can say, no, the power doesn't go. But he's talking about Lusaka. My minister, Ufita Wawama.
However, some residents of Lusaka's Jackie compound and the Kamala South Yero Shop area disclose that they have electricity supply from 08 hours to 20 hours in the evening.
Oh, it's here Nikira Kunoko Jackie compound Kunamara Itianka from 7 until 20 hours. Sometimes, and over 21, no, Tian Nikira was number 7 in the summer saloon. Sigora Panjara, Mukonga Danda, or the Papezi, our sky charge. But I patia niki la mwanzi ni malai pianka la tusewe nza puno bui ni nama baba shop once na ama adwea once hapa number 7 once palipeza unkala malai 2 hours malai nzo kusewe nza 1 hour malai.
On Sunday, during an interview on Diamond TV, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote highlighted the government's efforts to ensure that vulnerable areas receive a fairer access to power amidst ongoing nationwide supply challenges. He explained that government had deliberately structured the power distribution schedule to prioritize densely populated communities where many residents lack access to alternative energy sources. Now, concerns have resurfaced regarding the carriers at disposal of waste in Kapilimpunchi's Central Business District CBD. One concerned resident, who is a metal fabricator, Eugene Chilofia, has since cautioned members of the public to act responsibly where matters of sanitation are concerned. Mr. Chilofia says that it is sad that the trend of indiscriminate littering has persisted and needs to come to an end. In an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Chilofia stated that effecting a citizen's arrest is proving a challenge because people are either ignorant or simply scared to take action against anyone seen improperly disposing of waste on the streets. Senga Hill Member of Parliament Henry Sikazwe has expressed a concern over the district's mortuary, which has been non-functional since June this year. In an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Sikazwe says a Senga Hill district has been facing challenges in handling deceased individuals due to the non-operational of the mortuary. He says the non-functional mortuary has caused difficulties for family and relatives of the deceased who have to travel long distances to access alternative facilities, adding that the situation highlights the need for urgent attention to restore the mortuary's operations and ensure dignified handling of the deceased. Mr. Sikazwe has, however, encouraged the people of Asenga Hill that the Ministry of Health has assured that they will procure a new equipment for the mortuary.
Work on that. The Minister of Health has assured that actually maybe they will procure a new equipment, and even on our part, we are trying to see if we can source some funds from somewhere that we can work on the mortuary.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Like a 5233.
That's my number, the one with all zeros plus.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits, it's part of our identity. With MTN Namba Yanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Namba Yanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, mitego, zama order, zamenja landira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg Rumanda, 160. 50 kg Kalembula, 130. 50 kg Delele, 500. 50 kg Impua, 250. 50 kg Repu, 130. 50 kg Chinese, 70 kwacha. 50 kg Mupilu, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Chihuahua, 100 kwacha. 25 kg Kandolo, 110. 25 kg Masau, 180. 25 kg tute ya freshi, 330. Onyoni ya white ponchi, 130. Onyoni ya red ponchi, 220. Bokosi ya tomato, 180. Nkuku zaloni, 150. Tray ya maegesi, 90 kwacha. Meda impwa, 40 kwacha. Meda delele, 50 kwacha. Meda mpilipili, 120. Meda green beans, 35 kwacha. Meda usala, 70 kwacha. Meda Vijiza 130. Meda Makole 50 kwacha. Unji Lumanda 20 kwacha.